High-speed internet is a great thing to have if you want to, say, stream a movie. And say you're going to sit down to watch something from Netflix tonight. Your internet provider is not allowed to charge you more for using a lot of bandwidth. They're also not allowed to block content as long as that content is legal. A federal appeals court decision yesterday could change that. The ruling says internet providers are not required to treat all internet traffic equally. So what does this mean for you and me, average consumers? Here to break down the complex issue of net neutrality is Maggie Reardon. She's senior writer for CNET News. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being with us. Let's start with basics for a 101 for me who's asking this question. What the heck is net neutrality?
Well, net neutrality is really a concept, and you described it very well in your intro there. I mean, the concept is basically you want to be able to go to the websites, any website on the internet you want to go to, download any application you want, access any content you would like on the internet, and you've been able to do that. And, you know, it's because of this concept of, you know, the internet is sort of neutral, and everybody has an equal chance to access content or put content up and have people find it. And, you know, that's a really amazing thing. It's very different from, say, the cable network, where deals have to be struck for certain channels to get on your cable TV system.
So yesterday's decision could change that?
Yes, it could. Because now, really what broadband providers would like to do, they don't necessarily want to go out and block you from accessing Google or Amazon or even Netflix, but they would like to be able to charge those companies a fee to carry the traffic on their networks and have it reach you. And the problem with that is that your internet could then start to look very much like your cable TV system, where certain brands, certain websites or services get better service, and other ones maybe get kind of crappier service.
So what was the basis of yesterday's ruling exactly? It seemed like it was very technical.
It's a technical legal issue. Basically, the FCC decided 10 years ago that it was going to regulate broadband not like it regulates the telephone network, but how it regulates cable networks. So because of that, it doesn't have the right to say this is a utility and everybody should have access to it, and we're going to put rules in place that will protect that. So, like, for example, on the phone network, your telephone provider can't say that Maggie's phone call can go through, but Joe's phone call can't go through. You can't do that because it's not allowed. You have to provide that service to everyone. But it's very much accepted that your cable TV provider can say, I'm not going to carry the tennis channel, mm-hmm. but another cable provider across the country could.
So are you saying that yesterday's decision could mean that some internet providers provide some content and not others, like some provide Facebook and some only do Google Plus?
That could happen. Do I think it will happen? I think it'll be a bit more nuanced than that. I think we're going to see this sort of eaten away potentially little by little, where a lot of these broadband providers will be striking deals with some of these internet companies. And for some consumers, it will be better, right? You'll get, like, for example, I like to watch a lot of Netflix. But when I come home on a Friday evening and everybody is downloading Netflix, or people are doing other things on their computer in my neighborhood, it degrades the service so that I can't watch the video I want to watch. So if there is a way that your broadband provider can say, you know, I'm going to give priority to these customers who are using this service, and you're not going to have all that buffering, that's a great thing. The problem is, you know, if someone gets priority, someone else doesn't get priority, and that means that maybe that service or that customer doesn't get as good of a deal. It's just like when you're on an airline and you pay extra to be in zone one. Well, that's great for you because you paid $20 more to be in zone one, but what if you're in zone five? You're going to not have as good of an experience. So that's what we're likely to see happen.
So are we likely also to see internet providers charge us more?
That's there's a potential for that. They could. They could say, you know, our gold customers will get priority access to certain things. And they sort of already do that in a sense because you pay for different speeds of service. But I think what they what they're really looking to do here is start new lines of business. And that means not just getting money from you, the consumer, but also being able to charge these bigger internet companies that use a lot of their infrastructure to get their services out to customers. You know, they want to extract some revenue from them.
What's the next move?
That is a very good question, and it's hard to say because now it's the FCC's move. And it's difficult to say whether what they will do, but potentially they could appeal. I don't think that they will. They could reclassify the traffic and be able to regulate it as a telecom service, or they could just decide to find another legal basis for their regulation, or maybe they just won't do anything. So it's really up in the air at this point.
And who is this going to hurt the most?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, it's going to be a slow process here. I mean, I think the potential for hurting consumers is real. And I think in 5 or 10 years, if nothing is done to oversee what broadband companies can do in terms of, you know, blocking traffic or not necessarily blocking traffic, but striking some of these payment deals, we could have an internet that looks very different from what it looks like today. It could look a lot more like your cable network. And, you know, for some people, maybe that's okay. But, you know, I sure as heck really liked it when I got TV for free. And I don't anymore.
Maggie Reardon, senior writer for CNET News. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell blasted the ruling yesterday. She says, quote, "This decision is a blow to the principles of fairness and competition that our innovation economy is built on." From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.